Most people believe that the Nazis built the camps, but that's not true. Did you know that three big pharma companies, BASF, Bayer, and Hesch, were responsible for creating the concentration camps of Birkenau and Auschwitz in Nazi Germany?
That these interests for expanding patented product markets worldwide, they were responsible for the death of 60 million people in World War II.
But what people need to understand is that the bigwigs in American industry, such as Rockefeller and many others, they were all in, they agreed with the Nazis. They were supportive of the Nazis. People think that punch cards, for example, the IBM punch cards, originated sometime in the 60s. No, they were used to keep up with the prisoners inside those concentration camps.
If you go to my book, The Bush Crime Family, you will find the details of the fact that Prescott Bush, who was a partner at Brown Brothers Harriman, the investment bank, was essentially the financier of the armament of the Third Reich. He was, in essence, Hitler's banker. Now, it is also important to recognize that Prescott Bush was one of the earliest funders of eugenics.
Sir Francis Galton, the half-cousin of Charles Darwin, is considered to be the father of eugenics. He actually coined the term eugenics, which comes from the Greek words eu, which means good, and genes, which means generation or origin. According to Wikipedia, eugenics is a set of beliefs and practices that aim to improve the genetic quality of a human population, historically by excluding people and groups judged to be inferior.
Planned Parenthood is essentially organized genocide. It is the mass murder of black people.
They focus on minorities because it's a racist organization. As an OBGYN, we have two patients. We have a mom, we have a baby. That's not you know, one body, that's two.
We have to eradicate medical apartheid. America has a very long history of medical apartheid against black Americans. We've seen it in the form of AIDS. We've seen it in the form of abortions, the Tuskegee experiment.
The Tuskegee experiments were another horrifying historical example of how medical professionals who claim to be working under the umbrella of science and medicine actually subjected innocent human beings to illegal medical experimentation that killed them. You know, over 100 black Americans were killed in the Tuskegee experiments in Kenya. There were vaccines that were given to young Kenyan women that were found to be laced with HCG, an anti-fertility chemical that would cause spontaneous abortions and prevent conception.
Please, stand up for your kids. Protect their well-being and do whatever it takes to keep them out of this tyranny so they can grow up to be strong, healthy, loving, connected adults.
There is no place whatsoever in medicine for any mandated procedure. None. Zero. And Nazi Germany taught us that. Experimental medical programs in people who did not have informed consent is abhorrent, is totally unacceptable.
If we don't resist medical tyranny, we may as well lie down for all the others.